The first reading is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. God makes salvations, its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith. You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal. Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your laws, we wait for you. Your name and renown are the desire of our hearts. My soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. Lord, you establish peace for us. All that we have accomplished, you have done for us. O Lord our God, other lords besides you have ruled over us, but your name alone do we honor. But your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Your dew is like the dew of the morning. The earth will give birth to her dead. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while, until his wrath is passed by. See, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the people of the earth for their sins. The earth will disclose the blood shed upon her. She will conceal her slain no longer. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 34, 1 to 10 responsively. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips.
My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice.
Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears.
Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame.
This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing.
The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The second reading is written in the book of Revelation. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. O dwellers in the dust, awake and sing for joy, says the prophet Isaiah. Isn't that gorgeous? O dwellers in the dust, arise and sing for joy. Oh, don't we long for that day? Don't we long for that day when our dead shall live, their bodies rise? One translation I read uses the word corpses, very vivid image. No longer clothed in death, newborn and full of life once more. Don't we long for that day? This has to be one of the deepest, oldest, most fervent longings we human beings share. Even though death belongs to all of us. We hate to have to admit that, but the truth, here it is. The truth is that it does. Even though death belongs to all of us, our own death, the death of parents, sometimes the death of children, of brothers and sisters, of friends and beloved neighbors, even of beloved pastors. Even though death belongs to all of us, still, we don't quite know what death is. Except that death can take the people we care about away from us and take us away from them. Death does have the power to do that. All we know in the face of death is that we want to honor those who have gone before us and hope that those who will come after us will honor us when we're gone. We do hope that, right? We are grateful for what those who are now dead have taught us, and we hope that we might leave such a heritage for coming generations, that something that we leave behind us will be worthy to teach to the next generation and the next and the next. Where would we be without what the letter to the Hebrews calls the great cloud of witnesses? That great cloud of witnesses stretching all the way back to the apostles. Where would we be without those believers who taught us the faith? At least for the most part, we didn't figure it out for ourselves. Right? Someone taught us. Sunday school teachers, confirmation leaders, grandparents, parents, friends, mentors, and yes, even pastors sometimes teach us, right? All of those people without whom the good news of new life in Jesus Christ might simply not be known to us. Think about that. Without that great cloud of witnesses before us, the faith might not even be known to us. There might not be a St. Peter's Lutheran Church, a St. Peter's by the Sea. There might not be a Trinity or a St. John or an Emmanuel or any of the other many various congregations, Lutheran and otherwise, that have played a role in our lives and in our faith. The first congregation of consequence for me was Christ the King in Durango, Colorado. I still remember that. All Saints' Day on the church calendar is actually on November 1st, but it can also be observed on the first Sunday in November, which is what I've chosen for this year, because this is a particularly significant All Saints' Festival for this household of St. Peter's. It's been nearly 5 months since word came of Pastor Sims and a vacation trip gone terribly wrong. Seems longer than that, but it's been only 5 months. He had served as pastor here for only 2 years. But what a 2 years! What a 2 years! He preached and presided and taught and visited with passion and depth and commitment built of his 20 years in the Marines and in the chaplaincy. And any number of people, but I won't name names, have commented to me that Pastor Sims had this knack for going on at great length in preaching and teaching situations. Is that, I mean, people keep telling me that. Went on at great length. And if his passion and depth and commitment had any kind of downside, that would be it. You know, he had a lot to say. He had a lot that he wanted you to hear. So deeply committed, so enthusiastic, so excited was he for the gospel and the love of Christ that he had to share as much as he could, as fast as he could, as long as you'd allow him to. It was amazing. He introduced the training of deacons at St. Peter's, the practice of morning and evening prayer, the use of icons as signs of God's presence with us, the revival of the youth ministry and the hiring of a youth director, and many, many other things he did in his ministry. I wish I could have heard his guitar. And I know I've been told there are recordings of it, but it's not the same thing as seeing it live, as hearing it live. It's not the same. Pastor Sims left memories, lots and lots of memories of his ministry in the name of Jesus in this place. He belongs to that great cloud of witnesses that Hebrews talks about, that great cloud of witnesses. And don't we long for the day when he and all the other witnesses in that great cloud will live? Don't we long for that day when their bodies will rise, no longer corpses, no longer clothed in death, no more graves, no more ashes, no more tears? Don't we long for that day? Long for only the river of the water of life. Only the fruits of the tree of life, only the light of life shining forth from God. Don't we long for that day? But we aren't there yet. That's perhaps our great frustration. We aren't there yet. We still have much to do. We have our own witness to add to what our forebears have passed along to us. We have our own part of the legacy to pass on to the next generations. We ourselves must join that great cloud of witnesses for the next generation and the next and the next. You here at St. Peter's have a ministry to continue in the name of Jesus. That's why you're in this call process right now. You have a ministry to continue in the name of Jesus. You have hungry hearts to feed. And you have wounded souls to care for, and you have empty lives to fill with the good news. You have much to do. And as you do all those things and more, as you do today and tomorrow and all the years ahead, all the saints stand with you. All the saints, Pastor Sims and all that great cloud of witnesses, all the saints stand with you to proclaim, O dwellers in the dust, awake! Awake and sing for joy. So let everyone say amen. would you rise and join in singing?